is being so fast because I did a lot of drugs. There's no bullshit.
I'm gonna try to not go crazy.
Oh, fuck. This is a podcast about being happy all the time.
Well, look who it is. Look who's back. It's you for another episode of Microdose with Olivia Carter. This episode is kind of a thrill because it was actually me discovering in real time that I want to do a TED Talk podcast. So what you're about to listen to is me originally doing a podcast about happiness and discovering that it's way more funny if I try to present research on drugs. Kind of like drunk history. But for girls. I should have called this drunk history. That is a missed opportunity. But have fun. Bye.
Episode 2.
Okay, I feel like other than on the last episode when I kind of didn't really know what I was talking about, this made so much sense to me. And I want to say this in a way that makes sense and doesn't sound like a crazy person on drugs, because what she has to say is so interesting and so fascinating that I want you to take me seriously.
My heart is beating so fast.
I am like a little out of breath. I'm so excited to talk about it. So I'm just gonna jump into it, okay? So first of all, so the TED Talk opens and it's this babe, Brown Renee. Whatever her name is. She's a babe. Not actually. She just looks like a normal woman. Honestly, I didn't like looking at her when she first came out on this. I was like, oh, this is going to be really boring. And I actually like dreaded watching this because of that. And she's wearing a sort of chic. Her outfit's terrible. We open up and it's this woman and she's presenting a TED Talk. Okay, so again, she is this researcher and she's been trying to research happiness, and she was doing like a deep dive into one theory on like connection, and then it kind of led her into this. So she kind of talks about that a bit, which is kind of boring, but she's kind of funny. I will say that she's kind of funny. It's almost like, what's the point of me doing this research on connection and how important it is to people and how you even achieve connection with other people? Because she had this whole sentence that said, if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. So we're like, okay, all these emotions that exist, like connection, shame, vulnerability, they could be data points. It can be something you can measure because it does exist. So she's kind of putting the puzzle pieces together for like those complicated human emotions and trying to like measure them so that way we can go about achieving them. So kind of like her whole thing is like numbers, math on making you be happy. She's trying to do all this research on connection. I don't know fucking why. Doing all this research on connection, and she learned the reason that we don't connect with people is shame. Like, will they like me? Shame about who you are that's preventing you from being vulnerable. And that's where that word came up, vulnerable. She started to realize like how important not the word vulnerable. She was starting to learn how important being vulnerable is to, okay. What did she learn? Whew! It's so confusing because it doesn't feel like a tangible thing, but she's trying to make these things all be tangible, which is what we'll get into in a minute. But she's kind of a crazy woman and she had to go to therapy because she's doing all this research. I spoiled it. Okay, anyway, so she learned about this word vulnerability for the first time, I guess. She went to grammar school. So she dropped connection. Fuck connection. She is on vulnerability right now. And she said she went like cyber research mode. Like, she was really trying to figure out like, what is vulnerability? Why is it important? And she learned that it's the middle ground of all of our emotion. That if you're having a hard time being vulnerable, you are probably shut off in every area of your life. But on the opposite, on like the flip, if you embrace vulnerability, you will achieve worthiness in every aspect of your life. So like the ability to be vulnerable is so important. And I guess also knowing how to spell it. Vulnerability. So she learned this about vulnerability because this is actually like the craziest thing that she said, because she learned the only difference between people who don't believe they have worthiness and the difference between those people who do is those people who have worthiness simply just believe that they are worthy. Like, there's no other like tool into being of worth. It's just like an internal feeling that you have, so all you have to do is believe it. So then she was like, why is that so hard? Why is that, if it's so simple, like why does no one have like this feeling of worthiness and like security? And it all came back to vulnerability. Okay, a lot of smart bells in this episode. Ding, 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 ding. That's basically what she learned, right? This woman, Renee Brown, she learned all this about vulnerability, and then on this slide is pretty funny. What she did is she had the word breakdown because she had a breakdown. So this woman, this our lovely Brenna Brown is her name. Okay, so Brenna Brown realized, because want to know what's actually crazy about this, is she is a researcher doing research on vulnerability, and she herself cannot be vulnerable. And it's like, that is like a movie. That's like someone discovers the cure to cancer and then they have it. Well, I guess that movie would be short because they found the cure. I just think that's so funny that this woman is like, oh, of course the woman who does math equations into happiness isn't happy. But she's pretty funny, but the funniest star, deeply troubled. So she had a breakdown. And then my favorite part of the whole thing is that she led you into those therapists that therapists go to. What the fucking hell do you have to go through to be a therapist that therapists see? That means you have to be cool amongst all of your peers. I just picture these women so fucking gay. I picture the therapist of therapists like so butch, and they look weathered, and they're smoking cigarettes, and there's not a lot of talking. It's, yep, uh-huh. And I feel like they crack open a beer. Went to this therapist of the therapists, and she gave her the breakdown. She was like, I've discovered this about vulnerability. I know that in order to live a happy life, to feel alive is to feel vulnerable. And I would like to feel that way. But I don't want to do any of the childhood stuff or any of the stuff with my parents or any of the stuff with my upbringing. I just want to feel that way. Which is like such a funny sentence. Basically saying, please help me be vulnerable. Please help me figure out how to be vulnerable without actually being vulnerable. I just picture the therapist being like, oh my God, I have so much work to do. Now she's got to like fucking crack you open. And it's not like a cracking open an egg. It's going to be like cracking open granite or like a really sheltered, cut off person. It's not going to be like cracking open an egg. It's going to be like cracking open the Iron Man. So she went to this therapist and she said all that, which I think is just like, oh my God, I just wish that I was there. Like, there's historical moments like this in history that I wish I was there for, and this is one of them. So now she had to do for like the next year before she could even like process this research, is she kind of had to do it for herself, and she had to be like, okay, what do I do? How do I open up? How do I be vulnerable? And she said the reason that we can't be vulnerable, one of the things that keeps us from being vulnerable, is that we numb. So she said, for example, like, we're the fattest country in the world, we're the most medicated, like we're the most dependent on like I don't know, she said something else. So we like to numb with like food and drugs. I know that this is a podcast, but I do drugs, but shut up. We basically live in a world that isn't vulnerable. Like, we don't live in a society that embraces being vulnerable. Which, I don't know, has she ever been on the ATM? Oh no. Has she ever been on the MTA? Has she ever been on the transit system in New York City? I really love this researcher. I feel like she looked like a parent. Like, she looked like she could be my mom. And it was just nice to hear my mom say, I have to go to therapy. It was just interesting to see, like, a woman her age. God, I sound like such an asshole. One day, I'll be a woman her age. It was just nice to see an adult woman who, like, looks like the people that raised me and taught me what the world was, be like, maybe I have some work to do on myself. Because I feel like that's always, like, you would look at her and think that she, like, knows how she feels about herself and her child and her life. And it's, like, it's never too late to do work on yourself. And she had, like, a husband and kids. And I'm like, oh my God, you did so much shit before you worked on yourself. That's crazy. You had kids before you learned how to be vulnerable? Insane. For a researcher, you're real dumb. All right, so our girl, back to being numb. Okay, we numb. So she made a post that said, like, what are ways you are vulnerable? Or what are ways you see vulnerability in your world around you? And, like, what makes you feel vulnerable? And all the comments were, like within, like, an hour, she had, like, intended, like, I don't think it had gone viral because she said it had, like, 300 posts, which is not viral. But people said stuff like, oh, asking someone out makes me feel vulnerable. Getting laid off makes me feel vulnerable. Laying people off makes me feel vulnerable. Asking my wife to have sex with me. Asking my husband to have sex with me. So essentially all these examples of things that happen to you throughout your day. So we're challenged with to be vulnerable or not to be vulnerable every single day. So it's really hard to be like, open all the time for everything. And so she says when we numb with like food and alcohol and like I don't know. Oh, actually let's pause real quick and go into other ways that we numb. So she says that one way we do is we make, as a society, we make everything feel certain that's uncertain. So that's like religion. I don't really know what else to say. That makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you guys? The first, like, we make everything that's uncertain certain. I feel like that makes sense because I hate thinking about, like, I wish I had an explanation for death. We're not gonna go there. We should have a too far button when I go too far on a topic on drugs and that I shouldn't go on.
Stop.
Okay, so the next thing that we do to numb is we perfect. So we have these things in our lives we spend all of our energy making perfect. So that could be like your career, you're like perfecting it. It's like this endless search for perfection, and that is you kind of, you're numbing. That's like a numbing of this deep vulnerability of life, is making your career perfect. Or her example she gave was like your children. We want to make children perfect, but really all you have to do, you don't have to make a child perfect, you just have to say you're worthy as you are. And that's nice. I have a bell when I say something nice. I'll just do that when I say something nice. Aww. That's bad. Should I cut that out? We perfect. That's another way that we numb. And this last one, third way that we numb, really got me. And that is that we pretend. And we pretend that what we're doing doesn't affect other people. And I think I've definitely gotten to a habit of just being like, life is about making yourself happy. You have to make yourself happy at all costs because no one else is looking out for you. No one else is looking out for your happiness. And I'll totally just do things because I'm like, I want this. I want to do this. And I don't often think about like the people behind me. And that's just like small, can be just kind of small things. Like I don't think about recycling and I feel really bad because I just like freed myself of that worry. And it's so nice to be free of that worry. But then like you meet a fucking goddamn like recycle person and they make you feel so bad because they are right. Like I've never had like a fact from a recycle person piss me off. It was always the person telling me that pissed me off. Like we do need to recycle. And while that is annoying to be like, you know, I hate when they have like the bins that are like, this is the landfill and then this is recyclable, reusable. And it's like, okay, like don't make me feel like shit as I put it in the landfill. Like I'm at Chipotle. I can't go to the back in the kitchen and like clean out my paper plate that you give me and then put it in the recycle. Why'd you give me a paper plate? If you're going to have these signs up, you should just put it in my hand and watch me eat it in front of you. So I feel bad about that. I also feel bad, like if I don't want to stop, if I'm like with dating, like I'm like, oh, I don't want to see you. I'll just kind of stop seeing you. Like I kind of just, well, that's good. You shouldn't like rape yourself with other people's bodies. Just, you know, I just do that a lot where I kind of like, you know, I pretend that what I'm doing doesn't affect other people. And sorry about it. So those are all the ways that we kind of numb vulnerability. And she says that the numbing numbs everything. So numbing, it numbs, you know, your depression, anxiety, heartbreak, but it also numbs like joy, happiness, and all the other things that we want to feel that we weren't trying to get numb from, that we're like trying to find. And then she ends it by saying, to feel vulnerable is to feel alive. And I thought that she would go into like a slideshow with more like, so the thing I forgot to say is the PowerPoint is bad. A lot of stock images. The font was crazy. The font was crazy. And it was really small in the corner of the screen. And where you're picturing it in the corner, picture it in a weirder corner. It was like on the bottom, like if you're looking at the screen, bottom left. The bottom left corner? I was like, who? Why are you putting the important word in the bottom left corner? And then this giant stock photo of a balloon. Oh, she's the happy lady. Let me get a stock image of a balloon. Might as well just like put it, I don't know, something else there. Anyways, so she didn't really go into much about how to be vulnerable. Basically, the overarching thing was that you have to love knowing that there is no guarantee, or just honestly, she kind of didn't really wrap it up in the bang that I wanted, because look how jazzed I got about all of that research, and then when it came to like the lesson, I'm like, I can't tell you. It is to be vulnerable. That is the lesson. Ended on to be vulnerable is to feel alive, and I really like that. I definitely been realizing in life that like the pain and the really bad things that are happening and the hurt and like the heartbreak, it is all a part of, you know, the whole experience. And I'm not here to experience all happiness all the time. This is a podcast about being happy all the time. I just looked up really quickly ways that you can be more vulnerable, just to like read to you guys, because that felt like I can't leave you like that. So this is on WebMD, and I think this, the first thing you have to do is just stop perfection, numbing out. Oh my god, this is her research. Okay, so that was my deep dive into Brené. That is not her name. Diana? No. Brené Brown. I don't know if that all makes you happier, which is a whoopsie, because that was the point of this podcast. But she's saying that being vulnerable will give you a sense of worthiness, and worthiness probably makes you pretty happy. However, also, it seems to be that being vulnerable also makes you feel sad. So I guess this is just a fucking episode about how to feel alive. I don't know. Anyways, please follow me online at OG Carter if you find it in ya. This might be the last episode. I'm gonna be in Austin soon, Kansas, LA. Please come see me. None of those trips are planned. Thank you and goodbye, Microdose Podcast.